Harper One and Harper Audio present Joyful Recollections of Trauma by Paul Scheer. This is the author. To my parents who made me who I am, and to June, Gus, and Sam, who make me better than I was. A note from Paul. That's me. The following is all true. Now, while some names have been changed to protect me and others, the events and experiences detailed herein have been faithfully rendered to the best of my ability as I have remembered them. But also know, I am not Mary Lou Henner. I do not have a photographic memory to recall the exact details of each day. And honestly, that seems to be a bit of a burden. Introduction. The Collector. I like to collect things. It started when I was a kid with Star Wars action figures all neatly placed in my Darth Vader carrying case, their accessories in that little side compartment so they wouldn't get lost. And then it grew. Cassette tapes with the proper portable carrying case, comic books bagged and boarded, Garbage Pail Kids, NBA hoops, basketball cards all neatly organized in binders with plastic sleeves, movie souvenir cups from fast food restaurants. If you could collect them all, I did, or at least tried to. VHS tapes, CDs, Laserdiscs, and DVDs, always alphabetized and displayed for all to see. In addition to these store-bought items, I found myself collecting mementos from meaningful moments in my life, a stack of rubber-banded, faded, and ripped movie theater tickets, matchbooks from hotels and restaurants, notes passed in class, birthday and report cards, journals filled with detailed recollections of movies that I had seen, so I wouldn't forget them. I mean, it's a long time before streaming. And no matter where I would go or what I would do, I just collect a little piece of the experience and preserve it. As a child, I'd prominently display these objects around my bedroom. If I had a velvet rope on stanchions in front of my door, it would look like you were in one of those historical homes that let you see back into the past, which was actually the present. I mean, I had inadvertently created a Smithsonian exhibit of me. I guess if I was smarter, like Sherlock Holmes, these mementos would all be in my mental palace. But what fun is that? I gotta show off my stuff. Now, as I grow older, my bookcases and dresser tops are way less crowded. But that instinct to collect stays strong. I mean, whenever I have anything I want to remember, a memento goes in this small, clear, Stereolite, 6-quart, stackable, latching container. I love them. And when one is full, I just store it in the garage and buy another. I mean, these boxes, which have traveled with me from dorm rooms to apartments and houses like precious heirlooms, are filled with things that bring out so many different emotions. I mean, I laugh touching the playbill for Martin Lawrence's You So Crazy tour, thinking about how my dad got us last-minute tickets for front row center seats at Radio City Music Hall to see my favorite comedian at the time. Now, we assumed the material would be like his TV show, but we quickly realized we were in for a very different night when Martin opened up talking about how many girls wanted to fuck him and how many girls he was fucking. Suffice it to say, I learned a lot that night. I cringe looking at a journal I wrote while going through a breakup, which is so raw and embarrassing that I avert my eyes at the sight of the cover. As I've grown older, I've also spent time going through the belongings of people that I loved after they passed, finding their boxes, which frankly are not as well organized as mine. No offense. While I might not understand exactly what I'm looking at, I know those items were important to those people. And I've been known to pocket an item or two, you know, put it in one of my own boxes because it makes me feel closer to them. And I know that sounds like grave robbing, but just give me the benefit of the doubt on this one. Sometimes I hope that my kids and grandkids, when they're older, might go through my boxes to learn about me. But the thing is, will a string of Mardi Gras beads mean anything to anyone but me? I mean, nothing is labeled. No one will know that I got those beads during an insane melee that happened post-Super Bowl in a small New Orleans bar after Channing Tatum got served by another patron in that bar, and then the two of them did this impromptu dance-off. I didn't even realize that dance battles happened in the real world. Clearly, I didn't go to musical theater school. But for me, as a huge Step Up fan, watching Channing and his challenger was like watching Step Up 3D in actual 3D with smells. I mean, good smells, but smells.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?